It's kind of like an Easter egg hunt. Sometimes they're hanging from the ceiling, little orange balls of fur. My name is Diane Odegaard, and I am 66 years old. So we're here at Austin Bat Refuge, and I've been working with bats for approximately 10 years doing the type of work that we do now. Right now I'm giving some water through a little syringe to a young northern yellow bat pup, this year's baby.
But he's hungry.
Yeah,
I am very hungry.
Yeah, it's hard to say exactly where it all started. I've always liked bats, and part of it, I think, is because they're sort of the underdog of the mammal world. People are afraid of them. People think that they're dangerous. And I like to tell people that they're not. One time we did a program with an adult northern yellow bat in front of about 800 fourth graders. I was using a microphone because it was a large auditorium, and I was feeding the yellow bat, and I realized, oh, I bet the kids would love to hear this. So I put the microphone right by the bat's face, and suddenly the whole auditorium was just alive with, and the kids went crazy. They just loved it. When people see them close up, they often can change instantly from fear and loathing to appreciation and even love. So it's easy to fall in love with a little face that looks like a fox or a chihuahua. All right, we're gonna head to the backyard here through this cluttered carport. This is our very large flight cage where some non-releasable bats live their lives out. You can see one, do you see the bat hanging there? Yes. It's a little eastern red bat hanging right up there. The bats that grow up in the flight cage here and learn how to fly will sometimes sort of play chicken with us. They'll fly around the cage, they'll land just briefly on our back, and then you can almost hear them giggling. And they fly off, they fly around. Now this is one way that we know that they're getting ready to be released.
Hey Lee, come on in.
It's my husband, Lee McKenzie.
My name's Lee McKenzie. I'm one of the directors of Austin Bat Refuge. How old am I, Diane? Is it 60?
65,
man. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the main thing is that they just have all the same personalities and emotions that we do as humans, and they're just family to us. It's a real treat to be able to create a bond with a wild animal and experience all the everything that's going on in their little lives and know that they relate to us the same way. They consider us family too.
Yeah, she's a beauty. It's interesting being a woman in my 60s. It doesn't feel like my 60s. Never really imagined that I would literally retire from anything. I just can't imagine with the energy that I have and the passion that I have for the bats and for so many other things in life. I can't imagine simply doing very little or nothing. Too many things need human attention. Too many things need people to educate them about. And as long as we can do it, we're going to keep doing it until we can't anymore. We'd like a little more sound, please. This is Buffy.
Good work, Buffy.